いつもの一日から抜け出して、目が覚めるような冒険の舞台へ、回る地球儀を目印にさえ前に行こう、特別な一日に。
back. So the we're gonna go back Japan on March.
Yes.
Like I'm gonna go back in second.
Oh, second?
How about you?
I think 7.
Oh, 7. So just I search about the event of the Vancouver
in March.
On March, okay. And then like I'm find a very interesting event a lot, like 16th annual Coastal Dance Festival.
Oh, cool. And I can see 2023.
It's March 24. The Canadian Waiting Championship.
Okay.
And then what is next one? It's Women's Volleyball Championship. 17.
Oh.
Usually like I'm so tall. My height is 170.
Yeah.
So everyone like who met the first time to meet me, everyone thinking about I played volleyball.
Oh yes. Have you ever?
No, I never played. I never played before.
And your parents is tall?
Yeah, my mother was 170. But my father is my also 170. But you are so short, right?
Sarah. Oh. 151 centimeters.
Like, have you played the volleyball before?
No, never. But I like playing volleyball.
And also I like watching the play game. And I also like watching the game of volleyball. So I'm very interested of this event. I really watch one this game. But I cannot.
Yes, we are gonna go back.
Soon.
Sad?
I'm so sad. But I said I wanna come back here soon.
For sure.
Right? For 100%. I cannot say like 100%, like 99.90%.
But you won't come back. You wanna come back, right?
Here, right? Canada, yeah. How about you? You don't wanna come back here?
I wanna come back, but I wanna go another city.
Why?
No, just curious.
Like other country? It's not,
yes.
Not like other city, like Toronto.
Other US, like USA or Australia. And I wanna go to New Zealand and Europe.
Oh, Europe. So cool. But you have to finish first your university for two years.
2 years left.
Also, I have to finish for 1 year.
1 year.
I don't want to thinking about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to play the next next song. It's like Japanese farewell song. So the first one is Mata o hima de hirai dai. And then the second one is Bokura Mata by SG. So enjoy.
あの日見た綺麗な つぼみは花を咲かせこの街を彩る伝えたい思いに気づく頃風切なあなたはもういない。ごめんねとありがとうを繰り返し僕たち涙が溢れる忘れないよずっと僕らが過ごした日々よ。
僕らまたそれぞれの道をさ歩み始めたのさ。その先にある交差点でまた会えたら、その時は二人で長い長い話を夜が明けるまで語り明かしたいね。今はグッバイ、片道の人生に出会いという宝物、これからの長い旅に思い出という贈り物、夢を握りしめ旅立つ背を眺め、涙はぐっとこらえ、それじゃまたね。僕らまたそれぞれの道をさ歩み始めたのさ。その先にある交差点でまた会えたら、その時は二人で長い長い話を夜が明けるまで語り明かしたいね。今はグッバイ。覚えてるあの日のアイスの味、茜色の二人の帰り道、何がそんなにおかしかったのかな。一緒で一番笑ったんじゃないかな。傘を忘れた日には二人びしょ濡れ、それを見てまた腹を抱えて一生分の借りができたよ。また会った時にでも返すとするよ、また散らぬ桜を雲一つない空を背負う裾よ風を、いつの間に流れる涙を、僕らの青い春を、涙をこらえる君をいつまでも忘れないよ。それじゃまたね。僕らまたそれぞれの道をさ歩み始めたのさ。その先にある交差点でまた会えたら、その時は二人で長い長い話を 夜が明けるまで語り明かしたいね。今は goodbye。 僕らまたそれぞれの道をさ歩み始めたのさ。その先にある交差点でまた会えたら、その時は二人で長い長い話を、夜が明けるまで語り明かしたいね。今は goodbye。
Welcome back. So I feel a little bit sad because of this, those songs. Huh.
So today is our last day. So how was it? How is your feeling?
I didn't feel like sad or
really.
Like I'm feeling sad for I have to go back my country, but it's I.How about you? You can first answer first.
Okay, so it was really memorable, precious, wonderful experience for me. I am sure I cannot experience this kind of thing like hosting a radio show easily. So I really thankful for everyone, for every listeners and CJSF staffs and mostly Airi.
Can I cry now?
I really thank you. And also, I'm sorry for my English skill for everyone. And, you know, I always count on Airi. And I'm sorry and thank
why,
you.
Why are you sorry? No.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, really? For me, it's like almost same with Hazel. It's very memorable, like, experience. Like, as you said, it's not...Like, it's not easy to have our own show, especially in here. Even we that we cannot have our own show in Japan.
Yes.
And we did in English also. So my English is also poor English. So sometimes we freeze or like, well, how can I say that in English? So messing up. But it's, we can did it for 5 times.
Yes. And so we have
well
confidence.
Done. Yeah.You have confidence? Yeah. We can improve our English skills, so how to speak more like
fluently.
Exactly. And I also thank you for, thanks to manager and CJSF staffs, and then you, Hazel.
Thank you.
And then I'm so embarrassing. So we hope we can meet soon. Like, obviously, I hope I can meet you soon and also listener. And, so we have to celebrate when we say goodbye.
Yes, that's right. Congratulations! We finished 5 times radio show. Congratulations.
Congratulations too. So
nice to see you.
So we're gonna play the last song. It's Matsuri by Fujikaze.
And Matsuri means
festival.
Yay!
And after this song, we have to say goodbye to the listener. So first, please listen to the Matsuri by Fujikaze.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Barnaby, Campus Community Radio from the Simon Foster University. We broadcast on the ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musquamish, and the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca.
Mm-hmm. And the next show is Free Voice. Thank you for everyone.
Thank you. See you soon. またね。
Monday, February 27, SFE Faculty of Health Sciences and BC Center of Disease Control will be presenting an African Ancestry Project through Zoom. This event will be done through lectures, seminars, and workshops by Alice Mirage, a researcher and PhD candidate with the Faculty of Health Sciences. She will be presenting her research findings from the report on the African Ancestry Project and discuss the impacts of this work on health research. Go to the SFU Black History Month website for more information and the Zoom link. Don't miss this opportunity to learn her findings.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
Bird note. Hear those chicks calling? They're nestlings at a great blue heron colony. During the winter and early spring, herons make their nests out of sticks and twigs high in the treetops. The male heron delivers the supplies, stick by stick, to the nest as the female arranges things. First, she wedges a strong stick near the main branch of a large fir, spruce, or cottonwood tree to make the core of the nest support. Then she adds other sturdy sticks and branches, delivered by her partner. And finally, she weaves more flexible twigs around the base to lock things in place safely for her young. After she lays her eggs, she and her partner take turns incubating the eggs for 28 days. By the time they're 6 or 7 weeks old, the young begin to test the limits of their nest. If they survive predators like eagles, hawks, or crows, they'll grow to full adult size after 60 days or so. Their wingspan will be up to 6 feet. Ah, music to the heron parents' ears. Healthy, growing fledglings ready to take off. These parents built the perfect childhood home for their young without blueprints, architects, or engineers. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote.